Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. Coloradans are known for death-defying entertainments, from ice climbing to four-wheeling. But how about alligator wrestling? The Colorado Gators attraction in the San Luis Valley trains people in this unusual activity. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee took the class and lived to tell about it.
Two rules. Don't hesitate, okay? He who hesitates gets bit. Don't think about it. Alligator wrestling is not a thinking man's sport.
Jay Young, the owner of Colorado Gators, is standing in a pool full of two-foot-long gators. We're 5 minutes into gator handling class, and I'm already intimidated. Then he pulls out our first assignment.
You're a good boy, huh?
He's hissing.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. It means they like you.
Young looks exactly like Central Casting's idea of an alligator wrestler. He's got a big, crazy grin, a ponytail, and he's dressed all in black, from his sopping jeans to his battered cowboy hat, studded with gator teeth.
1, 2, 3, jump.
Okay, sorry.
Don't let go. That's rule number two.
When I first heard about alligator wrestling classes, I assumed I'd be in for a thrilling but basically safe afternoon. Probably the gators would be pretty tame, or old and slow, or their mouths would be taped shut, or something. No. This is just really scary. Young says he got the idea to offer the class from a friend he enlisted to help move some gators.
And he says, man, this is great. This is better than skydiving. He says, you should charge people to take classes on learn how to do this. So it's all his fault.
Yeah. Colorado Gators was started by Young's parents, by accident. In the 1970s, they bought a geothermal spring here, 20 miles north of Alamosa, and used its tropical waters to raise tilapia.
In 1987, then, we got our first alligators to be garbage disposals for the fish farm. When we'd have dead fish in the tanks, and when we'd fillet fish, the carcasses would go to the alligators. So that's all they were in the beginning, as pets that disposed of dead fish for us.
Young does still raise tilapia in one of the buildings here, but the gators have gone from waste management to center stage. There are ponds and pools and lagoons of them, along with dozens of other exotic species the attractions picked up over the years. Everything here, from the gator pens to the emu enclosure, has a do-it-yourself look, like a hobby that's gotten way out of hand.
Are you going to throw the alligator one more piece? Come
on. As soon as we opened up to the public and let people come in and start seeing our alligators, other people's pet alligators started showing up here. We've literally come to work and found them on the doorstep.
However they got here, these guys are now fair game for some gator wrangling. This isn't really wrestling. With the little ones, we just grab them and hauled them up. For round two, they're too big for that. These are a couple of feet long. You have to get a hold of their tail, drag them ashore, and pin them down.
This guy is going to turn and try to bite you.
Okay.
I can almost guarantee it. You have to swing him around to keep him from biting.
I really want to be brave and do this, but right here I am chickening out. I'm not getting in that pool. I don't care what Young says.
Injuries are few and far between. If you listen to the instructions, very few people get hurt, and most of them who do get hurt wear it with pride. I mean, it's a red badge of courage. I got a wound from an alligator, you know?
Come on, how many lost fingers? Really?
We've only ever lost one finger. And technically, it wasn't lost. I pried it out of the alligator's mouth and sent it to him with him to the hospital, and they decided not to reattach it, so it wasn't lost. It was thrown away at the hospital.
This all might sound a little mean to the gator, but Young actually has an ulterior motive for offering the class. It gives him a chance to check his gators for wounds. Alligators are territorial. They fight a lot. So while my classmate pins down his gator, Young and I go to work with the antibiotic cream.
Poor baby. Look at you.
Poor, brutal, strong,
yeah.
Trying to bite you, baby. Right now, I would be happy to call this a day, but gator wrestling class has quite the grand finale. Young dives into a pond with some of the biggest gators, ropes one that has to be at least 7 feet long, and leads her across the pool. Once he gets her to shore, it's our job to sit on her back and keep her controlled. It feels like straddling a scaly time bomb.
So you grab that place at the back of her skull there, lean back like this, pull her head back, okay? And then we'll go ahead and take a quick picture for the insurance company in case somebody gets hurt again. I'm just kidding, we don't have insurance.
It's obvious Young loves these gators. He says he never gets tired of working with them.
Do they have much personality once you know them?
They do, actually. It's mean. For the most part, they're mean.
At least they are when they're getting hauled out and doctored. Young may be able to keep his sense of humor when faced with those killer jaws, but me, I'll take my gators on the Discovery Channel from now on. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.
Colorado Public Radio's Anna Panoka helped produce this report. She handled the microphone while Megan handled the alligators. You can see lots of pictures of gator wrestling at our website, cpr.org.